Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Larry, I know you have a pilot plant in the works. What's happening with it?
Well, it's more than a pilot plant. It's a demonstration plant. There's a higher throughput and a continuous operation. The work is going along fine on that. I haven't updated anybody yet because I'd like to send some pictures once it starts to come together, besides being spaced out on the floor, because it looked like a bunch of tanks and pumps and filters and all kinds of different things that is hard to assemble. Get the message across. We're still shooting for having it all put together to be tested in February here, and that'll be the water test to start with to make sure there's no leaks, and then we'll start putting material through. Now, the other thing that keeps coming up every once in a while is how's the DLA application. Well, that is, in my opinion, has gone sideways, and I couldn't tell you what the results are going to be. I can tell you that our first attempt to get the DLA involved in the Wendon stockpile was almost 8 or 9 years ago, and so it took that long, so this is not surprising to me. So, if we're going to move ahead, we'll be letting the world know. If we're not, we'll be letting the world know. And but just talking about other things that we have going, our high-grade gold copper property up at the Rocher de Boule, is we're trying to get the permits so we can get in there drilling this summer. And so that's moving along fairly well. We've certainly got the major house supporting it. So we would like to push that through the process and get the permits before summer, and so we're working away on that. And if you're following the market, you'll see that gold took a $35 jump today, which is extraordinary for it. It may be a breakout, and that's all to do with inflation. So it's nice to have a gold asset in the company, and certainly an upcoming drill program and some great targets that, could catapult us into a more rounded-out company with different sources of revenue on the horizon. So who knows? I mean, I like the property. I always have, and I think it's ready to be drilled. We've done the work that is required. We've got some great anomalies to shoot for, and we've got some great targets based on the high-grade mining operation that occurred, God, I guess it would be 50 to 70 years ago. And so that's looking good, Jim. I think that the timing is perfect on that. So if we can get the permits and get in there and get drilling, we hope to do that in the last year. But permits, especially with First Nations and everything else, approving of it takes time. So we're working steadily on it, and we have an expert trying to get the permits done, John Bellhumer. And he's worked for me in the past up on our molybdenum project, and then our manganese project, and then our Rocher de Boule projects. So we're hoping to get that going. And we also have the fact that lithium is now carrying the profitability for iron phosphate batteries. I want you to think about that. Because the lithium value is up four times and this year over the last year, and it's setting the world on fire, and it moved the iron phosphate into a profitable category just based on the lithium alone. But you wouldn't base an operation on that, because you never know when lithium may come back down to earth, and you don't want to be just stuck with a low-priced iron phosphate. So just to let everybody know that we're looking at that, we'll be doing testing on that someplace in the future, and come up with some results that will show us exactly where we push the pen on the paper and how it looks to be a profitable situation. But you can't just go when you have multi-elements, you can't just go on the one element. Right now, lithium's in short supply, and it'll carry the ball for maybe two years, maybe three. And by the time you do a feasibility study on that, the whole dynamics may change. So you got to be very careful. We like the idea that we are recycling, have a process for recycling, and the demonstration plant will prove out what we can do. And I can tell you there's a lot of NDA companies that are looking and waiting for that result. And, we've had some great write-ups in the last month on our process, and which is recyclable. The name's being changed, as everybody knows, at the AGM that's coming up in June. So, we're just pushing ahead. Our treasury is still solid. And, even though we see that, costs are going up, which is inflation. I mean, you're going to have that. It's just unavoidable. And certainly the big beneficiary of inflation is the precious metals. So and I think that the metals for lithium-ion batteries, which is a fantastic growing industry, is, reaching a point where people will start to recognize that maybe they want to own a piece of a company that's involved in that EV revolution, and certainly recycling, which has got a few companies, well, quite a few companies out there that are talking about it, but a lot of them don't have patents, and we do have patents, and that, puts a protective moat around our project. So, we've got a couple pending, and we're waiting to hear back on a couple of more, and we'll be through those patent applications. So it's great. It's, it's an exciting arena that we're in right now, and I'm just sorry that I was caught with pneumonia and COVID at the same time, and it certainly slowed me down personally. But it didn't slow down the advancement of the company, because we got some good people in here. So let's move along here and talk about the markets in general. As you see, the markets can go up fantastically, and they can go down fantastically. Everybody's talking about a big crash, but they've been talking about that for 10 years. And I can see corrections, but I don't see a big crash. I think that certain elements of the market will carry it along, and I think we're involved in that area. So it's a good hedge. It's a good way to, as you can see, the stock is holding fairly steady in the 80s. And if we put a press release out, we're guaranteed to go down. But, I won't even, well, say it. That's the predators operating that day. Or if the market goes up, the general overall market, they'll try to take us down. And, which is, I think it's so obvious out there that even the newest shareholders can see that somebody's doing some manipulation out there. So, let's look at the run-ups in the stocks. They're usually when the Reddit group or one of those groups nail some company that has got a lot of shorts against it, and decide to take it for a long run, and I'm thinking that that's not too far away. So Jim, I went through this a lot faster than I thought I would, but you got to like the fact that now lithium's carrying the weight for iron phosphate lithium-ion batteries, and that certainly put some new dynamics on it, as it's becoming popular with some of the battery manufacturers, and I think we got our foot in that piece of pie too. So it's been a up and down week, and certainly we're hoping to have, I think I said this in the last podcast, having something out on our demonstration plant. People like to see us putting out press releases, and certainly the demonstration plant will generate some press releases. So that's about it for now, Jim. I wish yourself a very great weekend, and I wish our investors a great weekend.
Larry, if someone was new to American Manganese, how would you describe the company?
It's a critical metals company that first got involved in technology with manganese back in 2008, because the U.S. has a lot of, or certainly in the Tillery Peak area, they have billions and billions of pounds of manganese that are to be exploited, but they're 2 to 3%. And we developed a technology that allowed us to actually take that 2 to 3% and turn it into a electrolytic manganese metal or dioxide for the batteries that will move it forward. And that's I think the U.S. really needs this. So I'm hoping they get behind us and keep pushing along, and because they're going to need it. You know, you can't make steel without it, and you can't make steel, the world stops. So now we've turned that into the technology for recycling batteries, which we hold several patents around the world, and that is our major focus, and always has been. The major focus in this company has been on the recycling of lithium-ion batteries, and everything else is, as far as we are concerned at this point, is minor, but it's the lithium-ion batteries that everybody should be focused on, because that's where we exactly want them to, put their attention. And you can find out anything there is to know about us. We had a write-up recently by somebody that went through our site, and it was very concise on what we had accomplished and everything else, and our patents and everything else, and peer reviews, and gee whiz, I mean, what more do people want? That tells you that we do have a process that works. And I'm not seeing anybody else that's even close on that. But, it's different to say they're going to recycle batteries without any background noise or background information on the R&D that they were doing. So it's, I think they have to be using different methodologies of chemicals than we are, because we have that area patented. So you can find us out at AmericanManganeseInc.com, which is our website. Everything's on there. And we try to be transparent about these things. The other thing is that we, we trade on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. And we trade in the QB board under the symbol AMYZF. And we trade on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 2AM. And you can reach us at 778-574-4444, or you could email me at LRAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update, and enjoy Valentine's Day.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on February 11th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.